We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm your host, Katie Hunt, and welcome back to Proof to Product. Today is a really fun sneak peek of what we are doing inside of our Proof to Product Labs community. Every month, we host three live events. So our community comes together for a live training that's led by myself or guest experts. I also host a group coaching call where I answer questions from the group. And once a month, we have a coffee chat. This is held live where our labs members show up to share their experiences with things that they are experimenting with and trying in their business. Now, our coffee chats do have like specific topics, and we have covered a wide range of things over the last few months, including how to build a subscription product model, to having an intimate Q&A session with a wholesale buyer that is a part of our community. And today's episode is a small segment of one of our most recent coffee chats that is focused on Instagram giveaways. Today's guests are Becca Stevens of Botanical Bright and Allison Sang of Love Through Letterpress. Becca is a plant lover, artist, and designer. She has turned her art into enamel pins as well as jewelry that she sells. Becca's intentions as an artist is to create pieces that serve as a positive reminder throughout our day and connects us with the beauty around us. Allison owns Love Through Letterpress, where she sells stationery, prints, pins, and home goods. Love Through Letterpress believes that words have power to create human connections and lift each other up. With each of the products that they sell, her company donates to fight against human trafficking and empowering individuals that are transitioning out of poverty. In today's episode, Becca and Allison generously share about their recent Instagram giveaways. They openly discuss the goals that each of them had, how they structured their giveaways, tools that they used to collect entries and select their winners, and they also share the outcomes of these giveaways. So, you know, it's good to hear the process and the steps, but also what they were working towards and whether they hit those goals, right? So what I love about these coffee chats and labs is that you get to hear how different companies are approaching similar types of projects. You learn strategies and you hear action steps and outcomes. And best of all, inside of labs, you have a chance to ask questions and have an open discussion about the many business topics that we're covering. Now, this episode is just a small portion of our larger discussion about Instagram giveaways. So if you want to hear the full replay, join us inside of Proof Your Product Labs. It's my 12-month group coaching program. And when you join, you get access to all of our past trainings, our coaching calls, and our coffee chats like this one with Becca and Allison. So go to proofyourproduct.com/labs to join us there. Now let's dive into this special episode with Becca Stevens and Allison Sang focused on Instagram giveaways. So let's talk about your goals for doing the giveaway. Allison, let's start with you. What were your goals for creating this giveaway through Instagram? And why did you choose Instagram as your platform to do that?
Well, obviously, Instagram being free is a huge incentive, right, for all of us, right, to be able to kind of control what the audience sees. But I really did give a big takeaway from February's Paper Camp. So Paper Camp alums, woohoo. But yeah, it was really to push, my main goal was actually to push people to the email list. So then that way I can, you know, email blast them, let them know about what the heart of the business is and et cetera. I mean, obviously gain more followers. I want people to be engaged with the brand. So, and get them excited about the upcoming launch. So those are my three main goals, with the email subscribers being the first.
Awesome. And Becca, what about you? What were your intentions and goals behind running this giveaway on Instagram?
I hadn't done one in a while, so I just kind of wanted to try it again. And I've seen a lot of companies do something where they do a giveaway before a launch, just to like get people excited about it. So that's what I tried to do, and it seemed to be pretty effective. So I want to try to implement that as a strategy in the future, and also just like gain more followers and Instagram is such like an up and down thing on its own. I just kind of was just like, see what happens. Try it.
Yeah. I want to point out something to everyone on the call right now. I love that these ladies have talked about utilizing Instagram for other outcomes. Like, it's not just about gaining new followers. It's about building that mailing list, building excitement for a new product launch, or like the bigger scope of engaging with people that are interested in your brand and your products, right? Okay. So let's dive into what type of giveaway you guys did. Allison, kick it off. What did you do and how did you structure your giveaway?
So mine included kind of a sneak peek of what was in the launch. So I had 4 cards from the launch, and then I selected kind of complimentary products from other makers, kind of approached some people that I knew in my own personal network, and kind of was strategic in picking some other ones. I contacted one on Etsy, actually just cold, like purchased her product, but I noticed that she was on the same kind of growth track that I was. So I specifically picked her because I thought, hey, maybe I could pitch to her, like, we're going to grow together. So that I like, you know, push her brand and she's able to kind of like we lift, you know, each other up. So, I also was able to kind of discern a little bit. Like, I didn't want somebody who had like a huge following either, maybe something kind of in the mid range, like 5K, 7K above me. So it's kind of still more engagement in that audience. So then that way, if someone does cross promote me, then it's not going to be overwhelmed with all the rest of the stuff in their feed.
Yeah. I like that. Like, common playing field, common audience, like similar level of growth and trajectory. Those are all good things. So in terms of the structure of it though, did you have it the kind of thing where they had to follow all of you or share an image? Like, what was kind of the way you set it up? How could people participate, I guess?
Yeah. So I tiered it and I kind of modeled it after other giveaways that I'd already seen. So obviously follow, right, was like kind of the minimum, right? You like that post. You can get another entry if you repost the story and then you tag me. And then another one. So because remember I had said like I wanted to push them to the email list, like that's like my goal. I said you get 3 entries if you signed up for the email list. Cause I know that takes a lot of investment for me myself as a person, as a customer. Like, you know, if I'm gonna be on someone's email list, I really want to get something from them. So so I did weight that. So it was basically 5 possible entries. I think, yeah, like 1 for the repost, 1 for the like or the follow, and then 3 for email.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. I want to get to like tech tools and your outcomes in just a minute, but let's switch over to Beckett. How did you structure, what type of giveaway did you do and how did you kind of structure this? Was it just you? Was it other people?
Yeah, I just did it on my own. I had like a new butterfly pin set that was coming out. So I just did it with me. And I think I did just follow tag a friend in the comments or tag a butterfly loving friend is what I put, I think, to try to make it a little more specific. And then I did an extra entry for sharing on stories, which I don't know if that was the best thing to do because it was hard to manage in the end, which I'm sure we'll get to with the technical stuff. But it did seem to help with getting a lot more reach because people do look at that, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's how I structured it.
Okay. So they had to leave a comment, tag a friend, and they could share it in their stories. I agree. Sharing in your stories is such an easy thing for us to do, to be able to share each other's content. Right. So like, I see both the benefits of that, but then also like, how do I track it? Like, that's a difficult thing. And 2, you're not always notified if people share your post because they have to tag you in it for you to see it. So I've been doing a lot of like every day, not only checking the analytics of specific posts, but like, who's sharing, like if it has been shared a lot, like going and looking so I can send people a message too. So
yeah, I kind of wasn't expecting that many people to do it, honestly. So I was like, oh, I'll just add this in there. And then when I had like, you know, hundreds of DMs, I was like, oh my gosh, it's great. You know, that's amazing. But it's also like, oh my gosh, this is going to take me all day to get through. So it's like kind of a push and pull.
Yeah. And Jean mentions too, they disappear on stories. They do disappear on stories, but I think that's what makes it so easy for our audience to share them because it's not like they're having to post it in their feed where it lives forever. It's just an easy thing for them. It's an easy way for them to participate.
It felt effective for sure. Yeah. It was just like, oh my gosh, I have 24 hours to look at all of this.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. My mind would explode a little bit. Okay. So let's talk tech tools. Allison, you were allowing people to like participate in a lot of different ways. And so that requires some tracking. Was it done manually? Did you get some tech tools in place? How did you run that?
So mostly manually. I think Becca made a good point. Like hers was like 24 to 48 hours, right? Yours was a weekend, Becca, right? And mine was week long. So it gave me a lot more time. So then that way at the end of each day, I could just kind of put things into a spreadsheet. But I actually have a Google spreadsheet that has an algorithm in it that randomized the winner at the end. So I looked at Absordios. That was one that I had found, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen, but you do have to pay per like entry. So that's
really okay.
Yeah. So it's app-sordios.com. I can put it in the chat later.
Yeah. Do you mind when you have a minute?
For sure. For sure. And then, so I looked at that, but I was talking to my cousin. He's a data scientist. And so he said he could write me an algorithm. So if anybody's interested, yeah, if anyone's interested, I do have the spreadsheet. It's good in Excel or Google Docs, and I can email that out. But it was really helpful because it was almost like rolling a die. Like the thing that was kind of crazy, and I agree with Becca, is if you have like multiple ways for them to enter, I think what was helpful for me is I had 5 max entries versus like someone who just says like tag everybody and their mother, you know, like because then there would just be too many and you have to log in like how many entries that individual has, right? So it could be like 15, but here it was like just 5 max each. So yeah. Then that sheet actually allows you to just put them all together. So you can see like, you know, Justin Bieber has like 5 entries or something. And
then, of course.
And then you can use the tab that has a formula in it to just randomize it. So
I love that. If you're willing to share it, we can put it in with the recording, the replay of this training, if you're willing.
Yeah, I'll send you the file.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Becca
had like an interesting conversation when we were talking before this about like how I kind of just put it out there to just like tag everyone, like kind of the more is better theory. And hers was kind of the opposite of like, it's might be better to have less entries that you can manage better, but the more targeted towards people who would actually be interested rather than just like, because a lot of times, oh, you have so many comments that people are just tagging random people and that does happen. Not one is better than the other, but it was kind of an interesting thing to, you know, just think about.
Yeah, for sure. I think this is the piece that overwhelms people a lot, like collecting the data from this type of thing and like structuring, how are we going to count these tickets or what do we call them? Like entries, I guess. How do we count these entries? And I know there are a lot of other apps out there. So if any of you guys are on this call and you've used other apps that worked well, or you've looked into them, but maybe haven't used them, if you could just drop them in the chat, we'll collect all of those and we'll put them in with the replay. So we all have those resources together. But I think to your point, Becca, like there's a lot of people that will just drop like their friends and family that have no interest in whatever this thing is. They're just trying to get some extra.
Like,
so
the same person is getting tagged like 15 times and they're like, okay, I understand that you're doing this giveaway, you know, which is nice, but maybe that wouldn't happen if you had some sort of limit. And I don't know if that's necessarily better or worse, because maybe you're getting more reach, but you know, it's just something to kind of think about.
I think that also then goes back to your objective, right? Like, what is our goal for doing this? Is it just for reach? Is it to boost sales? Is it to, you know, get more people on our email list? Because that's going to determine then how you structure the entries too. Like if you're trying to really increase visibility to the maximum extent, like, you know, you might let everybody tag everybody and that counts. So, okay, so let's talk about the outcomes or the results. Allison, how many people did you have enter and what kind of other results did you see? Like, if you can quantify like followers or email additions or things like that?
Yeah, I'm pretty small right now. So for me, like, I felt like it was really fruitful for me doing a first one. So I think about 61 new followers, and then about half of that all went to the email list, which is cool.
That was
really great. Yeah, it was really, really good. So it bumped me up to about over 100 subscribers on the list, which I was like ecstatic about. So I did feel like there was a lot of engagement after that, actually, which was really cool. Just being able to see like who was watching the stories, seeing people who actually were tagged, commenting on and then purchasing later on in the launch. Like that was really key, seeing individuals that you saw signed up during that period. Mm-hmm. Actually purchasing something really made me think, okay, yeah, this worked. It was successful.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
Those are great. I mean, this was something you invested time and you had to build out the strategy and actually implement everything, but to then gain the followers and the email subscribers, like you know, you weren't paid. That's not paid advertising. It was just, you're putting in the sweat work basically to get them. So
yeah, awesome. Yeah. And I love the organic sharing too. I felt like a lot of people that I've connected through with DMs and just people, makers and creatives, like everybody here in this chat. I mean, they were sharing my giveaway just to share it. I mean, that was really awesome too. And, you know, definitely encouragement. So
awesome. All right, Becca, what about you? What were the outcomes that resulted from your giveaway?
So it's always hard to track something, and this specifically, like I was trying to figure out, is there a way to even track it? Because the whole reason I did it, I'm seeing in the comments, because I thought the same thing of worrying that someone would hopefully win the giveaway instead of, you know, actually buying it. And I was feeling the same thing. Like, does this make any sense to do it to like pre-launch it, or will people see it and then it's not available and they won't buy it the next day because everything is just so, you know, short. But I specifically strategically did it really, really quick. Like I've seen other companies do this and it seems to work really well where they do it for like, it's like 24 hours before. So it gets people excited. And then the next day they launch it and then it seems to work really well. And I sold a lot of them. So it's really hard to track and say like, oh, you know, that, you know, directly translated into sales, but it it got people excited. As far as followers go, I think I gained like 600 followers, which is, I mean, Instagram, I don't even know anymore, but it seemed like it was good. And yeah, like lots of comments and people sharing it. So it felt like it was effective. I don't know. I feel like Instagram has changed so much for my account just in the past like couple of weeks that I'm going to try to do it again, I think, but I don't know how it's going to go, honestly. Like, I don't know.
I think the mindset you both had around doing these giveaways is what's really important to highlight here. You went into it with probably no or very little expectations. It was more like, I'm going to throw spaghetti on the wall and see what happens. And then from there, I can build on this again and do it again in a different way or expand upon what worked. And like, that's the part I really love about hearing you talk about this is like, yes, we had results. Yes, we had outcomes, but I don't know what's good. Like it's, you know, the goal here is to get them on your email list or get them over to sales so that you can engage with them in other ways that, you know, isn't dependent on the Instagram algorithm, for example.
Yeah. And it's so low risk. I feel like if I did it again and I just did a different iteration of it, like, you know, again, I'd get different data points, but it's so easy, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, it can't hurt anything really, you know? So, and I feel like one of the points that's kind of going back, but with doing group giveaways, like I feel like I've seen a lot of group giveaways work really well, but if it's very specific, like Allie was saying, like partnering with people where the products really make sense together. I have seen a lot of people where it's just like group giveaway of like random stuff and it just doesn't make any sense. And sometimes even that seems to work. So, you know, throw the spaghetti on the wall, who knows, but it seems to be very effective if it's something that like works together or, you know, growing together, that sort of thing.
Totally. Okay. We do have a couple of questions. I was holding on to them, but, Naomi's saying, what would you say is the best time to do a giveaway in relation to your launch, before, at the time of launch, or a little while later? I have some thoughts, but why don't you guys weigh in first? Allie, you want to go first?
Yeah. I mean, I did it about a month before and I felt like it was good because then I was able to send out a few emails in anticipation. So, I don't know. I feel like it would be a lot to do it at launch just for me personally in terms of bandwidth and logistics and stuff like that, to have to manage like, you know, a lot of orders plus the giveaway stuff and having to track all that. If you have someone to help you, like, I think it'd be great, but the tracking part was kind of a little hairy. I don't know, in terms of just like being fruitful and having the best time, I think, I don't know, a little while later might be good too, just in case if you want to give an extra boost to sales.
Yeah. Becca, what about you? Like, did you feel like it was a good lead way into your launch? Because yours was done.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely going to keep with trying. I didn't do it on this last launch that I had, which I probably should have. I just didn't, like Allie was saying, it's hard as one person to do all the things, but I'm definitely going to keep working on it as like a launch strategy, because I feel like it worked really well. And like I said, just doing these quick 24-hour, 48 hours before of like to try to get people excited and get more eyes on it. And then launch the next day or, you know, a day or two afterwards. So that's how I'm going to keep trying to work on it. Cause I just keep seeing it be effective with other companies. I'm like, all right, it seems to be working. So let's keep throwing this and see what happens.
Naomi, I think it really boils down to what your goals are and your intention. If it's really to like boost up a launch you're doing, I would say like a week before or a few days before, if you can manage it with manpower, because that is, and this is a caveat, and if you're using social media to really push your launch. Mm-hmm. So the reason I say that is if you're using, let's say, email and social media as your main marketing for your new launch, you want to get that algorithm warmed up before. And this is a great way to do it because you'll have more people engaging with you, sharing your stuff. That tells Instagram like, hey, this person's doing something cool. So it's going to show your stuff to more your posts, your Instagram posts, it's going to show all that stuff to more people, right? So depending on what marketing strategies you're using for the launch and if social is part of that, then I do think having it closer to launch would make sense. However, what these girls were also using it for was like that long-term relationship building of building your email list. So you could do this like Ali did a month or two beforehand, or you could plan to do one like quarterly if you wanted to, if they were easy to you and felt good to you, to like build your list with the intention of like getting more customers onto your email list. Or maybe it's about leveraging, if you do it in a group, it's about leveraging the other people's followers to hopefully come follow you and hopefully join your email list too, right? So I think the timing is really going to be dependent on what your goals are for doing the giveaway, if it's specific to get more sales in the door, or if it's just kind of a nurturing your audience on an ongoing basis, like that's going to be a different strategy to me. Does that help? Yeah. Okay, cool. And I totally get that. I worry people will be here for the giveaway, and if they don't get it, they're not going to buy and they're just going to peace out. And that's just a risk we have to take. But honestly, like, you know, we didn't pay for those people to be there. We didn't have to do anything super, like, it wasn't too much out of our pocket to do that, right? Just our time, which we were going to do anyway. Okay. Jean says, did you offer any discounts when they did order your products? Becca, did you offer any incentives?
So for people really thought through this, like overthought it a lot. Cause I think I was thinking a good strategy would be like, the launch is coming giveaway. And then, oh, if you didn't win, here's 10% off or something. But for me personally, I really want to get away from discounting, like just in general. And that's just me personally. I feel like I've definitely gone down the discounting road. And I think we say it a lot here in labs, like it just trains your customers to expect and only buy at a discount. And I've definitely experienced that with past businesses. So I'm really trying to get out of the habit of doing that. That being said, if you are willing to offer that, like, I don't think it would be a bad thing necessarily if that made sense for you, if you had the margins for it, whatnot. Because as a consumer, like, I'd be stoked. I'd be like, okay, I didn't win, but 10% off, yay, or whatever. But no, I did not get one.
Jean, the other idea you could do is like, if those orders are coming in and they're clearly from the giveaway, you could throw an extra freebie in with the order, whether it's an extra sticker or an extra card, nothing huge, nothing that's going to make your shipping costs go up or it's going to, you know, cost a lot out of pocket. Heck, you could even just write a quick handwritten note on a postcard that you drop in with your orders that said, thanks so much for your order. And thanks for, you know, sharing our giveaway or participating in our giveaway, because that is just showing them that they're seen, that they're, that you know, that they participated in that, which makes people feel good and builds that loyalty too. Right. So I don't think you necessarily, I agree with Becca. I don't think you need to offer a discount there, but Allison, did you have other thoughts or things you
want to share? I think in terms of just the email list, going back to it again, I mean, just because I know that that those people are more invested, I'd be willing to give like a 10%, because I think even when you go to my website, you know, a lot of us have pop-ups that say, like, if you sign up for the email list, you get 10% off. So I think that for me made sense though, right? Cause they just joined. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I also think this is something we can totally test, right? Yeah. Like if you want to offer a discount and see how it goes as a consolation prize, then do it. And if you feel afterwards that it wasn't worthwhile, that it didn't really entice people to buy, or, you know, people would have purchased anyway without the discount, then you don't do it the next time you offer it.
I think if anything, the next time, if I don't have anything to offer right now that makes sense, but if I had like a sticker or something like that, like that's probably what I would put in. I'd be like, for the next 24 hours, like anyone who orders, if you didn't win, like you get a free sticker with your order or something like that. Like it would be kind of tricky to figure out the verbiage, but that's probably something that I might think about rather than a discount. I always like to think about like adding value instead of giving discounts, if that makes sense.
And free product with purchase is my favorite incentive by far, because it's putting, especially on the retail side or on the wholesale side, because it's putting different types of products that they're not already ordering in front of them, which then sparks them to maybe want to add more to their next order to come back more frequently.
Okay, friends, I hope this episode was helpful for those of you that want to host an Instagram giveaway. I loved hearing how Allison and Becca use this as an experimental way to grow their email lists, engage with their customers, and also boost sales in their shops. So if you want to catch the remaining 40 minutes of this training, join us inside of Proof to Product Labs by going to prooftoproduct.com/labs. You will not only be able to access the full video replay, but you'll also get a list of tech tools that everyone was recommending in our chat, and Allison generously shared the spreadsheet she uses for choosing the winner. She talked about that in today's episode. All right, that is all I have for you today. Next week, Jean Marie Sanchez of Little Feats Opus is on the show talking about her aha moment when she knew that there was space in the market for her inclusive and diverse line of products. We also talk about her experience exhibiting in the Emerging Artist section in New York for 2 consecutive trade shows. So keep an eye out for that next Tuesday, and make sure to subscribe to the show so that you don't miss a single episode. Have a great week, everybody.